American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. And two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. 7-6-5. His arms, they clear out for him. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! At the buzzer, it counts. And Versailles gets in a 67-65. What a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble
to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly for court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Rontez Roberts! Rontez Roberts on the finish! That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow!
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Springfield. It is a belated district championship game between the Versailles Tigers and the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. Two high-quality girls' clubs go at it. Versailles number one in the state the last several weeks of the regular season. Versailles coming off a trip to Columbus 1 year ago. Won state titles in 2015 and 8. Was also a runner-up in 2014 in addition to last year. Versailles has won Midwest Athletic Conference titles in 08, 13, 14, and this year under head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, who is in year number 15. State semis back in 2009. You would think, Chuck, the Versailles Tigers would be a prohibitive favorite tonight in most circles. However, this Purcell Marion team is extremely athletic. It's a club that's won its sectional tournament games by 31 points per outing. Versailles has won its by almost 50 per game. Nothing decided there. These two teams have romped right through sectional phrase. One game right after another. But Purcell runs the floor extremely quick. You've got to wonder how Versailles will respond, at least maybe at the very, very outset, because the Tigers haven't been pushed. 16 straight wins by an average of 29 points per game. The only moderately close game was the contest to Minster at Versailles that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. But the Tigers will realize right away tonight they will be in a fight with this Cavaliers club.
Well, I know they've talked the last couple of days of making sure you get back defensively. The second thing they've talked about is they have got to handle the pressure because Purcell Marion is going to press them from one end line to the other end line. The third thing is Versailles counts on their perimeter defense to turn the other team over, and Purcell Marion, from what I've been told, I have not seen them, has really good ball handling on the perimeter. So those are three areas that I know have to be a concern for Coach Stonebreaker and the coaching staff.
Yeah, Versailles is only turning the ball over 11 and a half times per game. That's pretty doggone good.
It is for a team that likes to, I mean, because they like to run up and down the floor too. They're not going to sit in a half court and try to pattern you to death.
And head coach Jackie Stonebreaker could probably live with 15 or 16 here tonight. However,
depends on when they turn them.
Exactly. If they turn it over at midcourt, it winds up being a live ball turnover and 2 points the other
right.
way. those kinds of mistakes really cost you. But Purcell Marion will turn up the heat. Purcell's Tigers will as well. This isn't going to be a 35-32 girls basketball game, I would not think. It may take 60 points to win it.
If somebody's in the 30s, they got thumped. That's what's going to happen there, yeah. I mean, both teams like to run. Versailles absolutely has the advantage inside with the winner sisters, Lindsay and Danielle, both at 6'2". 5'10 is the biggest girl that Purcell's going to be able to throw out there. So those two should have a field day as long as the guards can get the ball into the proper spots to run their offense. Can't run your offense from midcourt.
Yeah, you're right. Purcell Marion's tallest player on paper is 5'10", but, boy, they've got quick hops. Saw them in shoot-around, and they'll make up for a couple inches in height really quick. They spring, and Purcell's is deeper. That's a big factor, I think, tonight. Sure. If it's a game that requires a lot of fast breaking up and down the floor, speedy tempo, advantage for Sales, which comes off the bench pretty deep. Cammy McElDowney runs the show, averaging over 14 points a game, 43% three-point shooter. That's significant. She shoots fouls at almost 80%. Big drop-off in the Versailles foul shooting after Cammy. It's down around 54% as a team if you take Cammy out of the equation. That's about the only hole or weakness I see in this entire Versailles girls club.
Well, in a close game, free throws matter, but one thing that happens, McElDowney in a close game is going to have the ball in her hands.
Right.
So she probably is going to be the one that goes and shoots free throws for the Tigers.
The winner of this game comes back on Wednesday night. We'll cover it for you. Tip off at 8 online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:45 on Wednesday night. Unbeaten Williamsburg is waiting. Williamsburg, a close winner against Anna, is waiting on the team triumphant tonight. Williamsburg ranked in the top 5 in the state all year long in Girls Division 3, and they will battle the team that is victorious here this evening in a regional semifinal in the second game of two on Wednesday night. The first game here we will not cover. It'll pit two Cincinnati schools. Cincinnati Summit Country Day, which was ranked number 2 most of the year, right behind Versailles, against Madeira. Summit Country Day, easy for me to say. Summit Country Day, though, is without one of its top players, ACL injury.
Oh, you hate to see that. Yep. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, we're going to pull for Versailles to get it to Columbus, but yep, you hate to see a kid go out and lose their season like that.
And as a result, Summit Country Day barely got by West Liberty Salem in a district final game, 29-25. A Summit team that is used to scoring in excess of 50 points a game,
right,
was limited to 29. This tonight, Chuck, might very well be the Versailles Tigers' toughest game of the three this week.
Right, until they get to Columbus.
Yeah.
This is the one that, I mean, they got to win them all, but this is the one that they've really got to play their best basketball, I'm sure.
Versailles will play 3 games in 4.5 days, including a regional championship game Saturday afternoon if the Tigers keep winning this week.
Well, and they're kids.
Right.
And if their legs give out this time of year, there's problems because kids get excited, yep, and they want to play in these games.
This contest was to have been played Saturday afternoon. It was postponed to tonight because of a real tough, difficult situation at Purcell Marion High School. That community has gone through a lot. A young man, a student, in senseless gun violence was shot and killed on Friday night, not far from the Purcell Walnut Hills community, visiting a relative.
His grandma.
Yes.
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, and we here at scoresbroadcast.com in the Versailles Schools School District and throughout the entire Upper Miami Valley share the words of the Purcell Marion High School principal, who said that we value the family relationship. One of our brothers is gone. We'll mourn him. We'll celebrate him. Together we'll make it through. Together we'll pray. We'll share his memories. Together we'll continue to live our dreams and build a bright future for everyone. We share those words,
yeah,
with the Purcell Marion principal. a real tough, difficult situation. Game postponed from Saturday to tonight. The winner comes back on Wednesday night. And if Versailles survives Wednesday after winning tonight, the Tigers would play in a 1:30 regional championship game on Wednesday afternoon. And that's the picture here at the Springfield Girls Division III Regional.
It's all set. Now we need to play some basketball.
Right. These two teams, as I mentioned earlier, have rolled right through sectional play. Purcell Marion, 19-6 on the year, defeated Georgetown, North College Hill, and East Clinton easily. Versailles defeated Dixie, Northridge, and Dayton Christian easily. And as I mentioned, Versailles has won 16 straight games, pushing 30 points average margin of victory in those 16 in a row. It wasn't long ago, 10 years back, Chuck, when Purcell Marion girls basketball was mired with just two or three wins a season, but it has really been boosted in the last several campaigns, and now it's become a force in the Greater Catholic League, and won its division in the GCL this year, did Purcell Marion. It is a first-year head coach who played college basketball, former varsity assistant, and he is the mentor of Purcell Marion in year number one, Jamar Mosley, and he's done an outstanding job. He'll have to match strategy tonight with Jackie Stonebreaker of Versailles.
Well, Versailles has not been in a close game for quite a while, like you said. But this is a very seasoned basketball team. I don't think that that's going to be a factor tonight. If it's close, I don't think it'll be a factor.
All right, very good point. Starting lineups upcoming. Opening tip just around the corner. Versailles against Purcell Marion. It's a girls Division III district championship game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
A moment ago, before the playing of our national anthem here at Springfield, we did experience a moment of silence honoring the young man of Purcell Marion who lost his life on Friday night. And once again, here at scoresbroadcast.com, throughout the Versailles School District, all of those in the Upper Miami Valley, we send out our prayers and sympathy to Purcell Marion High School. And I shared with you a moment ago words of the Purcell Marion principal. And his message was about as optimistic and as strong as it could be in such a difficult time. Starting lineups being introduced for Sales Tigers are on the floor. Cammie McEldowney, 5'7", senior guard, 14 points a game. She's joined by Caitlin McEldowney, 7 points a game, 5'3", sophomore. On the front line for the Versailles Tigers, Danielle Winter, 6'2", senior, 11 points a game. Lindsay Winter up front, 6'2", sophomore, 6 points a game. And also in the opening five, Ellen Peters, 5'8", a senior, and 4 points per outing. For the Purcell Marion Cavaliers, Emil Ali Shakir, 5'7", junior, in the opening five, with Kaya Dukes, a 5'8", junior. Shawday Hale, 5'10", a junior, leading scorer on the team at 14.5 points a game. Shantia Cravens, a 5'4 sophomore, and Jamani Jones, a 5'7" freshman. That rounds out the starting five for Purcell Marion. As I mentioned, Hale, the leading scorer. Actually, it's Ali Shakir at 14 points per game. Hale at 16. Cravens at 9. Six young ladies have played in 21 regular season games for Purcell Marion, so it's not a real deep team. Purcell's with a significant advantage in that area. Purcell doesn't shoot the three ball very well, only 22% on the entire season. Each team around 63-64% at the foul line. Opening tip won by Purcell's in the road, black-white numbers outlined in orange. Purcell Marion starts out in a man defense. Purcell in white shirts, bright red maroon numbers outlined in gold, and right away the Purcell's Tigers free up Danielle Winter, who gets a lob from out on the arc, and she's got an easy deuce.
Yeah, they got lost defensively. They came and doubled the ball, and nobody picked up Winter. That's a long night if they let her do that all night.
Here's Purcell Marion shooting the long three ball straight away. Yes, it's knocked in. Wow, Emil Ali Shakir took the ball about six steps over the timeline and let it fly. Didn't even give it up once. 3-2 in favor of Purcell. Here's Peters. Foul line extended right for the Tigers. Gives it off on the play to Daniel Winter, who starts into the lane and throws it back out of the arc to Caitlin McElnatty. And the ball is clawed away by Purcell and stolen. Ali Shakir's got it. Down the floor to Hale. Hale head of the circle to Shakir. Tigers in a man-to-man defense at the moment. Purcell tries to spread the floor. Easy for me to say.
I was sitting here forgetting to keep stats because I'm used to having Matt Zerker here. So I got to remember to keep stats.
I've been talking so much I can't talk tonight. Dukes has got the ball 30 feet out for Purcell. 3-2 Cavaliers. We played a minute and a half. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane by Shakir. Gives it up and gets it back. Purcell content to throw it around on top. Overplay by Versailles. Not a steal, though. Purcell recovers in the right corner. It goes into the post to Dukes. Out back. Here's a long two-pointer. Pumped in. Hale, the 5'10 junior, buries it. That was within a step of being a three. And it's 5-2 in favor of Purcell. Here's Daniel Winter across the timeline. Double team. Finds Peters breaking toward the basket. Layup is good. Two easy ones for Versailles, which is down 5-4. Here's an errant running shot by Cynthia Cravens of Purcell, way hard. And the Tigers bolt down the floor ahead of steam for Cammie McElnatty. She darts into the lane. A Purcell Marion player gets there too late, and it's a defensive foul. A shooting foul, that's the kind that Cammie picks up often. She will throw her body into traffic in the paint, release the ball somehow, some way, and get two free tosses for her effort.
There is not a fear in that young lady's body.
And McElnatty bounces in the free throw. Front rim, back rim, and down through. She shoots fouls at a clip nearly 80%. The rest of the Versailles team far under 60. Second shot, McElnatty, yes. And Versailles inches ahead, 6-5. 5:40 left to go here in the opening period. Up over the timeline is Purcell Marion. Overplay out top by Cammie McElnatty. Nearly stole it from Cravens, who barges into the lane. Leaves it right corner for Dukes. Dukes is hemmed in. Good defense by Peters and McElnatty. Now the ball is thrown to Hale. Out on top to Shakir. And Purcell Marion sets it up. We're on the Versailles side of the gymnasium here at Springfield. Sparse crowd on the other side for Purcell.
Wow.
Oh, here's a nifty drive. Ali Shakir slipped her way down the lane, navigated the paint area, and shoveled it through from down around her knees. 7-6 Purcell Marion. Peters down the floor to McElnatty for Versailles. On a weave out back to Peters. Straight away, Caitlin McElnatty. They look on the inside for Ording and Danielle Winter. Can't find either one. And then Cammie lets fly a three ball. It rattles in and out. No good. Here's Purcell on the loose. And the ball is coughed up on the play by Dukes. Now Versailles has it. Two-on-one break. Danielle Winter shoots and scores.
Boy, she ran the floor well that time. That was tough for a 6'2 girl to catch and keep her balance like that. I'm impressed.
Danielle Winter maintained her composure as she darted the other way, sped down the floor. Two-on-one break by the Tigers. Here's a steal by Versailles. Then an errant pass up ahead as the Tigers tried to get another easy basket. Couldn't do it. Purcell swiped it. 7-6 Versailles. 4:16 to go first quarter. Outside the arc, high right, is Cravens. Danielle Winter guards Hale at the post. Down low in the block, right side, Ording defends for Versailles. And here's a long three-point try by Ali Shakir. No good off the heel. Rebound squirts into the hands of Ording for the Tigers. Up ahead to Cammie McElhaney between the rings. Versailles up one. On a weave, it's Peters. Right side, Caitlin McElhaney. Back to Peters, now Cammie behind the arc, lets it go, it hits the ring, no good, rebound loose on the deck, and it's gobbled up by Hale of Purcell, which is down one with 3.5 to go in the first quarter.
McElhaney's had two real good looks at a three, they just off the rim.
Outside the arc in the right handle, but Dukes gives it up right wing to Shakir, who fakes left, goes right, then Danielle Winter meets her. Shakir manages to skip around her, drop the ball, and we got a tie-up. Elizabeth Ording stuck her mitt in there, as did Jamani Jones of Purcell Marion, the freshman. Purcell keeps it. Substitution, Elizabeth Ording is out for Versailles, and in the game now for the Tigers is Lindsay Winter. Lindsay, a 6'2 sophomore, Ording on the bench, a 5'11 junior. Just outside 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Purcell backs it out and slows it down at the moment. Trailing by one, 7-6. Or I should say trailing by one, 8-7. Here's the ball thrown to Hale at the foul line. Hale at 5'10 manages to squirm down the lane. Lofted one up off the glass. It didn't catch the rim. Versailles got the rebound. And then in the hurry up down the floor, Versailles coughed it up. Purcell Marion back the other direction. Cammie McElhaney over guarding. A reaching in hooking foul against Purcell. The offensive player for the Cavaliers was Dukes. Not shooting. Ball out of bounds to the white shirts. Versailles lines up defensively. Zoning below the basket. Leading by 1-8-7. 2:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Ball lobbed in 35 feet away to Ali Shakir. Shakir on the arc. Picked up out there by Daniel Kunk, who's in now, a 5'7 sophomore for the Tigers. Here's a nice feed into the lane. A little turnaround baby hook shot by Kaya Dukes. Hangs on the iron and drops through.
Can't let her catch the ball that deep. Anybody's going to score that one.
9-8 Purcell Marion leads. Here's Caitlin McElhaney down the floor for the Tigers to Daniel Kunk. She sprints to the right. Feeds it back to Caitlin. Into the post to Daniel Winter. Danielle on the arc to Caitlin McElhaney. Steps inside it, doesn't shoot. Goes to Cammie in the left corner. A long three ball glanced off the iron. Saved inbounds. Good hustle play by Cravens of Purcell. Purcell up 1-9-8. A minute 50 left to go in the first. We expected the Versailles Tigers to be in a tussle tonight. That's the case. Here's an overplay by Lindsay Winter. Nearly a steal. Purcell does manage to scrape it back off the floor. Ball thrown right corner. Here's a long left-handed two ball by the Cavaliers. It is thrown up there by Bianca Medeiros, a 5'7 senior, is checked in. It bounced around twice and came off, and the Tigers snatched the rebound. Down a point is Versailles. McElhaney straight away unguarded. Long three-pointer short. Good follow by Caitlin McElhaney, and it was strong. Smacked out of bounds by the Tigers beneath the basket.
Well, McElhaney is 0 for 3 shooting threes, but she's got to keep putting them up. She's got to keep shooting them.
She's been open.
Yeah, every shot's been a good look.
No doubt about it. Purcell, fourth court to our right. Versailles Tigers moving right to left on your phone or your computer as you use your imagination tonight. Versailles, fourth court right ahead of us. Ali Shakir's got the ball, gives it up to Sade Hale, a 5'10 junior. Leading score at 16 a game. Under a minute left here in the first. Purcell nurses a one-point lead, 9-8. They look inside for Hale. Driving down the right side of the lane goes Shakir, and she tried to angle herself between the two winner girls, and in so doing, dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah, she ran into a wall down there. Lindsay Winner wasn't giving up any ground.
49 seconds to go in the first quarter. So far, a real scrap. Purcell likes to push it when the Cavaliers can, and they'll play half court, look for the good shot, get organized, take time off when Versailles gets back down on defense. But both teams are trying to take advantage of transition when the opportunity does present itself. Ball knocked out of bounds at midcourt by Purcell, as Versailles throws in with 43 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 9-8 in favor of the Cavaliers. Here's Cuck, 25 feet away for the Tigers. Bad pass, batted and stolen. Here's Ali Shakir down the right side of the floor. Doubled in the lane, throws to Cravens on the arc. She rims a three-pointer. Rebound on the deck. It's being clawed for by members of both teams. Picked up by Purcell Marion. Seven-footer by Cravens, no good. Rebound is good by Jamonte Jones. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Versailles down three. Fast break, three on two. Tigers have a player open, but it's pitched out of bounds. Intended for Elizabeth Ording off her fingertips. 9.7 to go, first quarter. Purcell up 11-8. We sense this could very well be the toughest game of these three this week for the Versailles Tigers if they do manage to get through the district championship and regional. Purcell Marion, mighty tough. Here's a long three-point try. Beating the buzzer is Kaya Dukes. It is no good off the back iron. And the first quarter closes with Purcell Marion leading the Versailles Tigers 11-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
It is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Springfield High School. Girls Division III District Championship for Sales Tigers on the short end of the score after 8 minutes, 11-8, as we begin period number two. Chuck, the Tigers need to slow down a little bit like I do. I'm pumped for this district championship game here today. I get my tongue in my way.
Yeah, you're right. They're really trying to go too fast.
And Versailles has got to slow down. They do right here. A long triple to start the second quarter. And it was pumped in by Caitlin McElnatty. It was a line drive, three-pointer. It had radar on it, and she hit the bottom of the well. Purcell Marion counters. Here's a baseline bank shot, but Dukes, it's no good. Rebound Purcell. Yes, and a foul. It counts. Plus one. Santia Cravens, a 5'4 sophomore, got the rebound about 6 or 7 feet away as the ball glanced off the rim hard. And Santia, the 5'4 player, managed to knife into the paint. Got the board, shot it in, missed the free throw, though. Nearly a tie-up with the rebound. Tigers scratch it away.
They're not a very good shooting team, so you better be prepared for weird rebounds. You got to be watching the angle the shot goes up at.
Versailles down two with the ball deep in the right corner. Here's a pass thrown to the post. It's Danielle Winter spinning. She's bumped off the spot and fouled as she delivered it toward the rim, and she's got two free throws. Yeah, I've been going 60 miles an hour trying to keep up with the pace of this game. And you're right, Versailles needs to slow down a little bit, relax, take care of the ball. make each possession count. Free throw, Daniel Winter is short, no good.
And I'll tell you what, your tongue, I've been impressed with it by the name. These are some tough names, not your normal first names. I've been impressed.
Not doing too badly on the Purcell Marion Cavaliers first names. I've just gotten too excited like the Tigers have. Both foul shots missed. And Purcell's got the rebound up two.
She actually went across the line. I'm not sure why that wasn't called.
Here's Ali Shakir, 25 feet away. Gives it up to Hale. Back to Shakir. Hale at 16 a game. Shakir at 14. And Emil Ali Shakir, with very quick footsteps, managed to slice through the paint area, knife to the rim, got in between a couple Versailles defenders, and got the ball up on the backboard and earns two free throws. Boy, there's a tremendous amount of basketball savvy out here on the floor in this game tonight. These Purcell girls have know-how. They are experienced at this game.
I'm liking what they're doing. They know they're not a great outside shooting team. They're putting the ball on the floor.
Right. And both free throws are sunk by Emil Ali Shakir. She drains each one, and Purcell's up four, 15-11. Biggest lead for the Cavaliers with 6:47 to go here in the first. And now we got full court pressure by Purcell. Tigers were ready for this. They knew they would see it. Ball thrown up the left side to Caitlin McElnatty. Now to Cammy, head of the key. Cammy goes to the foul line, circles it back out to Caitlin. Now Cammy, 30 feet away from the basket. Fakes right, goes left. Leaves it in the corner for Peters. Peters at the elbow on the left. Little pick and roll down inside. Danielle Winter on the finish. And a foul. Purcell hindered her at the rim. Counted plus one for the Tigers.
Boy, Peters led her perfectly to the rim that time. That was a very, very nice entry pass.
You can tell, Chuck, that last play worked on this side of the floor. The two-person game, Cammy McElnatty, Danielle Winter, is one that they have managed to execute time and time again all year.
That Peters threw the pass.
Yep. Put Peters on the assist.
Yep.
Give her a lot of credit. She's an outstanding defensive player, fine assist maker. And the free throw was dropped in by Danielle Winter after missing two earlier. And it's 15-14 on the three-point play with the Tigers. Purcell Marion up one. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Ball thrown deep left corner to Javonte Jones. Jones out to Ali Shakir. She dribbles to the foul line, thought about driving, didn't. Peter shut her off. Tigers defense getting stickier now. Dribbling 30 feet away is Ali Shakir. Behind the back, inside the arc now. An overplay by Versailles. A little contact in what's been called. Moving screen on Purcell.
Hey, evidently.
Yep. And the Cavaliers head coach, Jamar Mosley, not appreciating the call one iota.
I didn't see a foul either way, quite honestly.
15-14, Purcell up one. 5:38 to go, second quarter. On a weave, it's Caitlin McElnatty, now Cammy. Right side pass to Peters. Peters dribbles. Here's Caitlin, line drive, triple, in and out, no good. Strong rebound by Orton. Blocked away by Purcell. Picked up by Danielle. Hits the underneath side of the glass, and it's jammed out of bounds by a Cavalier player. Purcell Marion Cavaliers might give up a couple inches to Versailles on the inside. But these ladies in the white shirts have got some hops. They get off the floor quickly. Ball inbounded by the Tigers on the arc. Caitlin lets it fly. Looks good. It's strong. Rebound ricochets to Purcell Marion. 15-14 Purcell. Just over five to play, second quarter. Midcourt, Ali Shakir calmly dribbles against Peters. Is outside the arc on the left to Bianca Medeiros, who's in now, 5'7 senior. 30 feet away, Ali Shakir. Peters on her tightly like a glove. Shakir manages to slide her way down the lane around a Tiger player, shoveled it, missed it, but got the rebound, and took it right back out to the arc. Lengthy possession for Purcell. Here's a drive by Dukes. Spin move in the lane, knocked away by the Tigers. Purcell gets it back. 4:40 left in the second. Long three-point try by the Cavaliers. Hit the backboard first, then the rim. Rebound up in the air. Volleyballed around. It's on the deck. A scrum. A jump. Purcell keeps it.
There was a little contact on the rebound. The Versailles fans behind us were a little upset by it, but Danielle Winter has to be stronger than that. If you get two hands on it, you've got to pull it.
Purcell Marion shoots threes at a 22% clip for the year. However, in the tournament, in three games played so far, the Cavalier girls are nearly 40% behind the arc. Straight away, top of the key, it's Hale. Hale for Purcell, gives it to Dukes. Dukes below the foul line now. Check for Cammy McElhaney. Dukes telegraphs the pass, and Daniel Winter steals it to the hacking foul on Purcell. We're not in the one and one yet, still common. 4:16 to go, second quarter. 15-14 Purcell. Biggest lead for the Cavaliers was 15-11. That was about a minute and a half ago. Versailles over the timeline. It's Peters. Peters fakes right, goes left. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker not subbing quite as much as usual. Here's Cammy. Here's Danielle catching, driving toward the rim. Looped it up, deflected. Nice play by Hale, who altered the shot for Purcell. 3:50 left to go till halftime. Versailles down one. Midcourt Shakir. Left side pass to Medeiros. Back to Ali Shakir, right around Peters, all the way to the rack, lays it up for two. Boy, Versailles will have to slide over and help. That's all there
Somebody's
is to
Somebody's got
to
help. I'll tell you what, Peters had been doing a pretty good job on her. That time, they can't be standing back there watching the game.
Nope, too easy. 17-14, Purcell broke down Versailles one-on-one, last trip down the floor, and got a short two-point basket. 3:20 left to go, second quarter. Purcell puts on the heat out at the top of the circle and manages to bat the ball free. Players pound to the floor for the loose leather. Timeout called by Purcell. Was it determined that Purcell managed to gain the ball?
Yes, they gained the ball and called a timeout.
3:16 left in the second. Versailles in a real dogfight, a scrap with Purcell Marion. Tigers trail by 3 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment at Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Purcell, after the timeout, simply whisking the ball around, top of the circle, playing pitch and catch. Purcell's in a man-to-man, not real tight on the arc at the moment. And the Cavaliers take time off the clock. We're down to 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Purcell's down by 3. Cavaliers trying to shorten the second quarter. They throw the ball into the post. It's Hale hitting Dukes. A little left-hand baby hook is right on target.
That's twice he's caught the ball. It's too deep in the zone.
19-14. Purcell up 5. Biggest spread in this game so far. Daniel Winter goes baseline. Then drops it weak side to Lindsey Winter, who missed the 5-footer. Loose ball rebound. Purcell in backcourt. They get it up the floor to Devenice Howard. Devenice Howard, a 5'7 freshman, has the ball top of the circle, hands it to Shakir. Deep right corner, long douche by Purcell is good. It was Dukes who dropped it in from long range, not a three, a two-pointer. Purcell's down 7. The Tigers quickly come down the floor, enter the ball to the post, and Purcell tries to get a tie-up, but it's a common foul. These Purcell Marion Cavalier girls, Chuck, they know what they're doing. They're very sharp. They've got a great handle on the game, and they've distributed the ball nicely. Purcell's Tigers a bit flat. Ball inbounded, thrown back to Cammy McElhaney, who drills a 3-ball from the left corner. That's huge. Purcell's have gone down to 7. with a minute 40 left in the second quarter. Now it's 21-17 after the Cammie McEldowney three. Straight away it's Dukes. Dukes has gone into the post and made shots. She's also knocked him down from the baseline. She's got the ball deep in the left corner. Goes to the post to Hale. Deflected by Danielle Winter. Picked off by Cammie McEldowney for the Tigers. 70 seconds to go first half. Cammie in the lane. Twirls around. Goes baseline to Lindsay. Right corner, Peters. Look out. Good! Ellen Peters buries a three. A couple triples in a row for the Tigers. Versailles within one. 21-20. Terrific basket by Peters. Purcell Marion did not guard her closely, and Ellen made the opposition pay. She capitalized. She had plenty of clearance. She let it fly and swished it. One-point game, 21-20. Purcell Marion out of the left corner. Here's a three ball. I think it was deflected. It went behind the basket, rattled around in the supports. The officials confer, was the ball touched by Versailles or no?
It almost had to be. Nobody's going to shoot the ball that poorly. That thing hit the support all the way behind the basket.
I think you're right, Chuck. I agree with you. Good call. 30 seconds to go first half. Versailles up one. Here's a baseline drive by Alicia Keir, and she fumbled the ball away. Purcell got it back on the arc and made a three ball. My goodness. Santia Cravens, a 5'4 sophomore, swished it. 24-20. Versailles down four. 13 seconds to go, second quarter. Over the timeline, Cammie McEldowney to Caitlin. Back to Cammie. 28-footer in the air. Bouncing up over the backboard, out of bounds. It will be Purcell's ball with 3.6 left here in the second. And the Cavaliers lead Versailles by four. Token pressure by Peters in backcourt. Purcell's got it. Cavaliers bring it to the timeline and then heave it down the floor. It lands in the lane, bounces into the stands as the first half closes. The Versailles Tigers trailed about 90% of the first two quarters and are behind by four, 24-20 at intermission. The number one ranked Tigers, who were state runners-up a year ago, trying to get back to Columbus again here in 2018, but they're on the short end of a 24-20 count after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Springfield, Girls Division III District Championship. Versailles Tigers trail, Purcell Marion, 24-20. We'd like to thank the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. So much gratitude to Kent Francis and Doug Borchers, Kent and Francis Schulze, Doug at Superior, all the staff and associates at those two organizations. We thank you so much. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn, from which you've already heard in this game so far, will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Vanbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Halftime here at Springfield, Chuck. Our report here at the break brought to you, as always, by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The Tigers are down by 4.
11-8 rebounding advantage for Purcell Marion. 5-3 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it over 6 times.
Oh, thank you.
Purcell Marion turned it over 5. 3-5 from the free throw line for the Tigers. 2-3 for Purcell Marion. They were led in scoring by Ali Shakir with 9. Then they got 5 from Cravens, 4 each from Dukes and Jones, and 2 from Hale. They scored 11 and 13, 24 for the first half. On the other side, Danielle Winter leads the Tigers with 7. They got 5 from Cammy McEldowney, 5 from Ellen Peters, 3 from Caitlin McEldowney. They scored 8 and 12. Trail at 24-20 at the half.
This Purcell Marion team, Chuck, has displayed a fine combination of patience when they've needed to take care of the basketball, run an offensive set deliberately, and if possible, get the ball down inside the foul line. If not, they've made a few three-point baskets. And then at times, when the transition chance is there, Purcell's got the speed to get up and down the floor, and I'm impressed. A lot of Versailles fans were a little nervous about this Cavalier team, and rightfully so.
Well, I think Versailles did a pretty good job of getting back defensively in the first half.
Yeah.
Tell you what they didn't do, they didn't account for the quickness inside. Their size is not helping them because when they get the ball down there, Purcell's got they got quick hands,
yes,
and they are pulling the ball. They're getting on the floor after the ball, and just there's nothing pretty about watching the Cavaliers play, but they're effective.
Yeah, this Kaya Dukes has flashed into the lane. She's a 5'8 junior, plays a little taller than that. She'll take a guard from Versailles with her, get the ball 7-8 feet from the basket, and you can tell that's an offensive set Purcell has managed to work effectively all year long.
Yeah, I mean, and Ali Shakir, she's got 9. She has been the catalyst. She handles the basketball. She puts it on the floor, and when she gets to the rim, she's pretty effective.
Tigers only scoring 20 here in the first half of this game. Versailles averaging close to 60 for 4 quarters this year. Far behind that pace in this contest tonight.
Well, they made 3 threes in the second quarter, and they were about to, I think all 3 of them were in the second half of the second quarter. They were down 7 at one point.
Yep.
They got to feel pretty good that they're only down 4 at the half.
That's a good point. Without those 3 balls in the second quarter, the Tigers would be in a world of hurt right now. 24-20 Purcell. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several couple days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is the radio on your phone. Scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Springfield. Versailles down four. We're a couple minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Carl Arns is the man. Now at Brookins, it's the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Dale and Joyce Barhorst turned in 12 outstanding years running the show at Brookins. And now it's Carl Arns' turn. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The spacious second floor seats up to 60 with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. LaCal Equipment spotlights the Versailles Tigers seniors. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal loves to highlight student athletes who excel on the court and in the classroom. LaCal moved to Shelby County in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal Equipment tonight recognizes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Tigers seniors. Danielle Winter, Mallory Marshall, Ellen Peters, Haley McEldowney, and Cammie McEldowney. Thanks to LaCal in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We start play here in the third quarter. Ording out high for Versailles. Down inside to Daniel Winter. It is rejected on the play by Hale of Purcell. Hale gives it up on the play to Cravens. She scoots down the floor, sliding in between two Tiger players. Heaved it up there backwards. No chance to make it. But she drew a two-shot foul.
That was a bailout because that girl did not have a prayer of making that pass. She had trouble hitting the backboard with it.
At the line, Santia Cravens for the white-shirted Purcell Marion Cavaliers. And she pitches it up there too long. No good. Versailles down four, 20 seconds into the third quarter. Chuck, with the exception of the tip game, which Versailles won by a point, and the loss, the one-point setback, the only defeat of the year handed to Versailles. Lima Bath beat them by one. With the exception of those two games, Versailles in the second quarter has not been behind all year long.
Yeah, they're not used to being back down at halftime, that's for sure.
Here is the second free throw by Cravens. It is good, and the Tigers are behind by five. Biggest deficit, seven. Peters walks it over the timeline for Versailles. Ording pops out high left. She gives it to Cammie McEldowney. Now Danielle Winter 17 feet away. Danielle to Peters. Peters being checked very tightly. Quick hands displayed by the Cavalier guards on the arc. Here's Danielle catching below the foul line. Guarded very nicely by Elise Shakir. Wanted to take it to the rim. Couldn't do it. Here's Cammie McEldowney bolting through the paint. Parallel to the baseline. About 12 feet from the basket. She tried to nudge her way toward the rim and make some progress, couldn't, because she was shouldered by a Purcell player.
Well, she loves to go in there, and like you call it, she likes to swan dive. She will dive into a crowd, throw it up at the rim just to go to the free throw line.
Ball lobbed into Peters, deep left corner, Cammie. Oftentimes, she'll shoot it on the second pass after throwing it in. Couldn't get space there. Into Danielle in the lane. Wild hook shot. Danielle Winter, much too hard. Got the rebound back. Good defense by Hale, who halted the shot. It's on the deck. It's loose near midcourt. We got a pile up. And it is an arrow favoring Purcell.
A lot of contact on Danielle Winter's second shot there. A lot of contact.
Sade Hale, a 5'10 junior, gets up off the floor. She plays like a six-footer. And when Danielle Winter gets the ball, she's not able to see the rim very well. Hale is right in her sight line. 5-point lead for Purcell. We played 90 seconds in the third quarter. Critical juncture of the game. Deep in the right corner, Tamaya Stanley, a 5'6 junior, in off the bench, and she threw it away. Intercepted by Peters. Down the floor to Caitlin, ahead to Cammie. And Cammie wanted to throw the ball inside, hesitated, coughed it up. Purcell back the other way, right to left. Loose in the lane,
wow.
Making a great acrobatic shot is Kaya Dukes. Wow, she's played extremely well. That looked like a young lady Harlem Globetrotter. And Versailles is down 7. Timeout Purcell. 6 to play in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, West Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75, has outstanding high-quality furniture. You'll be impressed. An array of new inventory comes in all the time at Goffney, and it's priced to meet your budget's needs. Excellent pricing at Goffney, high-quality furniture. Take advantage of 5-star delivery. Take advantage of a guarantee on your furniture product at Goffney. Take advantage of room planning services, too, free of charge. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 5:48 to go, third quarter. Versailles behind by 7 and struggling mightily. Here's Peters. Pick and roll with Daniel Winter. It's broken up. Good quick hands by Purcell. A tie-up results. Tigers keep it. Critical juncture of this game, Chuck.
And they do not want to fall down double figures, but I'll tell you what, that becomes very psychological at that point.
Getting set to throw in baseline right, Cammie McElhenney for Versailles. Wants to go to Peters below the rim, can't. Enters it low on the right to Daniel Winter. Quick hands of Purcell again. They get a piece of the ball and tie it up. Cavaliers arrow. 27-20 Purcell. Maybe it's a bit too early to say, Chuck, but Versailles is on the verge of being in serious trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would like to say that you're seeing the Purcell confidence build, but I think they came out with a lot of confidence.
Oh, sure did. Ball looped down in the right corner to Duke. She's been on fire along with Alicia Keir. She hits a teammate down the lane. It's Jones. The flyer is off to the left. Might have been altered by Versailles, but it's gotten back by Purcell, Marion. And here's a drive into the lane. It's ruled a trip. A common foul against the Tigers. I'm not sure if there was much contact at all, but Santia Cravens sold it extremely well. We are down to 5:18 left here in the third. Versailles trails 27-20. It's been a 3-0 third quarter in favor of Purcell, in 3 minutes. Ball inbounded, blowing the right to Dukes. Duke hands off to a teammate. A pivot shot is good by Hale. My goodness, she was guarded by two or three black shirts and still forced it up and in. And here's a foul at midcourt. Peter's arm is grabbed as she delivered the pass. It's common against Purcell as Versailles has fallen behind by 9.
That's Ali Shakir's second. She needs to make sure she doesn't get in foul trouble because she makes this whole thing happen for Purcell Mary.
You're right. She is the centerpiece, the cog in running the show offensively. Here's Cammie McElhenney, 30 feet away. Goes left corner to Haley. Haley with a line drive three ball. It's long, no good. Weak side rebound. Coughed up by the Tigers. Good call. Out of bounds to Purcell. 4:51 to go in the third quarter. 20 points for the Versailles Tigers in 20 minutes of action. 20-20. Not good enough for a district final against opposition this quality. Dribbling down the right side of the floor. It's Alicia Keir. She breaks contain all the way to the basket. Good defense by Versailles. The scooper was short. Tigers came away with the board. Right corner Peters. Inside to Danielle. Overplay and a foul on the back. It's committed by Hale, the 5'10 junior. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. 29-20 Purcell. And apparently Daniel Winter not ruled to be in the act of shooting.
Tigers, they called it on the floor before she got the shot up.
Tigers still scoreless in the second half. Inbounded, baseline right to Lindsay Winter. Passes to Danielle. Her 5-foot banker rattled out. A lid on it right now for the Tigers. Here's Purcell. Fast break down the floor. It's lost in the lane. It is frenzied play right now. And it is a jump eventually. Purcells gets it. Boy, that was a situation, Chuck, where Purcell simply didn't have the numbers, tried to force the issue. Cavaliers were better off just retreating and backing it out of that possession.
I don't think the word retreat is in their vocabulary. They just fly up and down the floor.
29-20, Versailles down 9, three-quarter court pressure by Purcell. It hasn't resulted in clear-cut steals and live ball turnovers, but it has slowed down Versailles in getting the ball comfortably into the half court and getting set. Three-pointer by Haley McElnowney is no good. Long rebound kicked out to Cammy. She started to penetrate, and a reach-in foul against Purcell. And that's the Lady Cavaliers' fourth in this half, number three on Cravens.
They're starting to pick up some fouls, and quite honestly, well, I think we're going to have to see some depth, and I don't think they have a lot.
Into the game, Jemani Jones, a 5'7 freshman for Purcell, which is up 9, 29-20, with 3:57 to go here in the third quarter. The Tigers, the number one ranked team in the state in girls Division III, are in trouble. Here's a drive by Haley McElnowney. A lot of congestion. She can't get it to the rim. Purcell's got the ball. Down the floor, Dukes. Dukes off and running. She draws contact. It was a swan dive 10-footer. Had no chance to make it. But because she was moving so swiftly, Purcell just couldn't get planted in front. And it's ruled a two-shot defensive foul. Clock stops, 3:44 to go in the third, and the Cavaliers sink the free throw to produce a double-digit lead, 30-20.
There is no way Versailles this entire season has not scored a point in a 4-minute and 15-second start of the third quarter.
And the second free throw is pumped up and in by the Cavaliers. And because of the braids and ponytail down the back of the Cavalier player, I couldn't get the numerals. It was Dukes.
That was Dukes.
She's had a very good game. Two free throws right there. 31-20 in favor of Purcell. Yep, I'll say it now. The Versailles Tigers are officially in hot water. In serious trouble. Behind by 11 points. We're near the 3-minute mark. Third quarter. Cammy McElnowney on the arc. Splits a couple defenders. They slide over and help. She's double teamed. It's taken away. Loose ball to Purcell, and then elbows are thrown by a Cavalier player. It goes against Ali Shakir, her third.
That might be what's going to rescue the Tigers, is Purcell Marion getting in foul trouble.
Yep. Purcell feeling some foul difficulties right now, having to sub. And the Cavaliers don't have the bench quite as deep as the Tigers, who are behind by 11, 3:12 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
Well, Chuck, it's been since January 25th against Minster when Versailles played stiff opposition. Tigers won that game by 7. Now, Versailles lost to Lima Bath on December 16th, beat Tip the 1 at Versailles January 6th, 54-53. But in the 16-game win streak, Versailles' average win margin is near 30. Average win margin in the tournament so far near 50. And right now the Tigers are behind by 11, unfamiliar territory. Here's a good pick and roll. What a play on the arc. Daniel Winter on the finish. And that assist was made brilliantly by Haley McElnowney. What a dish off. That's a huge bucket for the Tigers after the timeout. The first 2 points for Versailles in the second half, and it took the Tigers close to 6 minutes to get it done.
That was the first basket by Lindsay Winter, too, so they need to get her going. They need to get her off the snide.
Yeah, sure do. 6'2 sophomore Lindsay Winter on the finish. I'm not sure if I called that correctly.
I don't remember. It was one of the winners.
Yeah, Lindsay nailed it, and it's a 9-point game. Purcell with the ball. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. 31-22 Cavaliers, who bring it back out near midcourt. Four team fouls on Versailles. Dribbling with the ball is Alicia Keir into the corner. Hands it off on the play to Bianca Madera. She glides across the paint, back to the basket. Flips on the arc to Sade Hale. She tries to line it up from three-point land. Can't, way short. Rebound right corner. It ricocheted off the rim, out of bounds. Versailles ball.
Boy, she wiped herself out trying to make that save. That was quite the effort.
And you're right. The Purcell player, I think, was about ready to say Hale, but it wasn't because 15's on the floor.
No, it was, I'll find her. It was Cravens.
Cravens, the Cavalier performer, went flying through a couple of chairs at the end of the Purcell Marion bench, and she is on the hardwood. Right in front of the first row in the corner of the gymnasium floor here at Springfield. Clock has halted, obviously, with 2:12 remaining in the third. Versailles, which was down a half minute ago by 11, now trails by 9 after the Lindsay Winter field goal. Just over 2 to play, third period. 9-point game. Purcell on top on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney, now being officially referred to as the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Cravens left the floor. Jones is in for her. Jemani Jones in for Santia Cravens for Purcell. And Versailles, after the delay, throws the ball inbounds. Feisty Purcell Marion steals the ball at the timeline. How about that? 25 feet away, it's Bianca Medeiros. She enters the lane, out back to the three-point shooter. It's tried by Hale. It is no good. Hale follows and sticks it in. What a play by Sade Hale, the 5'10 junior. She has sparked Purcell along with Alicia Keir and Kaya Dukes. Quick three-try. Haley McElnany for Sales, no good. Rebound, Daniel Winter. Banked it in. A five-footer.
That's still Lindsay.
Is that Lindsay Winter?
That's Lindsay, yep.
Lindsay Winter got the two-pointer. A couple big hoops in a row for Lindsay.
That's a great rebound, offensive rebound there.
And the 33-22 lead for Purcell is 33-24 after Lindsay Winter's second consecutive goal. We're down to 91 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Versailles knocked the pass out of bounds. Purcell throws in far side right in front of the Tigers' bench. Versailles needs to make a run at Purcell, and switch the burden of pressure in this game to the underdog, the Purcell Cavaliers. Peters guarding very closely on the arc against Ali Shakir. Thrown right corner to the driver, Jones. Heave one up off the side of the backboard, no good. Rebound out of the Tigers. Long lob ahead for Lindsay Winter. She couldn't catch up to it. Peters saved it. Big possession. Haley straight away for a triple. No good off the back iron. Lindsay Winter rebound. Wanted to make the hook shot. Tied up. A fist on the ball for Purcell. It's ruled a jump. And the Cavaliers get it thanks to the arrow.
I think that was another good rebound. I think that was a good call, though. It might have been a little quick for a held ball.
59.2 to go in the third quarter. Purcell 33, Versailles 24. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Handling is Ali Shakir against Peters. Left-hand dribble midcourt. Fakes left, goes right. Shakir 30 feet away now. There's a high dribble, not called. A drive by Shakir. All the way to the cup. Got it for two. What a play by Emile Ali Shakir. She skipped all the way to the rim. Versailles couldn't close her out. Cammy McElnatty retaliates with a burst up the floor for Versailles, and she does what she can do very well, and that's dart into the paint area, attract a couple of players, and just flick it with the wrist towards the rim and shoot two free throws.
That was a fourth foul on Cravens.
Cravens with four. At least one other player has got three. 16 fouls on Purcell Marion. And the free throw is notched by Cammy McElnatty to make it a 35-25 game in favor of Purcell with 37 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Ali Shakir, she has three, so they're getting themselves deep into some foul trouble.
Jemiah Stanley, 5'6 junior, on the floor now. Jemani Jones out there, a 5'7 freshman. Second free throw by Cammy McElnatty, strong. Rebound baseline right, Lindsay Winter in, out, no good. A scrap for the board. Purcell came away with it. Versailles foul. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Versailles in a heap of trouble. Down by 10. Team foul situation, six each way. We'll shoot the 1-1 the remainder of this game. Pressure in backcourt applied now by Danielle Kunk and Cammy McElnatty for the Tigers. Ball being inbounded and airmailed up ahead by Purcell. Intercepted by Versailles. Deep right corner, Cammy McElnatty on the arc to Kunk. Big possession here. Left side pass, Peters. Loops it to Cammy straight on. Kunk's got a three ball in the air. It's way off to the left. Missed everything. Rebound Purcell, far corner. And the Versailles Tigers managed to dig it off the floor and earn a jump and the arrow. Tiger possession, 15 to go in the third. 35-25 Purcell. Versailles needs a basket right here, Chuck, in the worst way.
Yeah, get this thing down to 8 or 7 to start the fourth quarter.
Got to conclude the third with at least 2 points. Ball lobbed it out back to Peters. Peters drives, foul line, spin move in the lane, fades away from 7 feet, deflected, saved by Versailles, back to Ellen, no good with two to play. Purcell reaches in, Peters scores, and a foul. What a play by Peters. She beat the buzzer, and she's at the stripe, a three-point chance. You talk about persistence by Ellen Peters.
She got blocked 3 times that possession and still gets ready to make the three-point play happen.
Yep, she had shots blocked, deflected, altered. Cammy McElnatty was on the arc. She wanted the ball, but Ellen took it into her own hands, and she probed the middle of the floor, got down deep in the paint. Three-point play chance for Ellen. It is no good, too long. Rebound tipped up and out of bounds off Purcell. 0.5 left in the third quarter. 35-27, Purcell up 8.
That was an incredibly slow clock.
It was. The Tigers appreciate that. And Versailles has a chance to catch and flick it toward the rim and maybe beat the buzzer. Cammy McElnatty, the playmaker, looks to Kunk on the arc. I don't think she got it off. It rattled out anyway. Three quarters in the books at Springfield. Major upset in the making. Purcell Marion, 35. Versailles, 27 on scores. Broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. The Versailles Tigers are playing the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. We're seconds away from the start of the fourth quarter as Purcell belatedly makes a substitution on the floor.
Well, she checked in after the first horn, and you're not allowed to.
Cavaliers lead the Tigers by 8. The deficit at its worst for Versailles, I think, was 11 at 33-22. And that was with about 3 minutes to go in the third period. Here is a defensive foul out on the arc as Purcell starts a weave, and the ball went from Ali Shakir to Dukes. She was pinched by a Tiger player. Crowded a bit too much, and it's the 1-1 for Purcell. We'll see how well the Cavaliers shoot free throws under pressure. And it's up and in, calm as can be.
I'll tell you what, this junior, 5'8 junior Dukes, I'm impressed with her.
Oh, yeah. She's the real deal. Savvy, know-how. Second shot right there. And the Cavaliers haven't cracked. Lead back to 10, 37-27. 20 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Slowly up the floor comes Versailles against token pressure. Ball fed down the lane to Danielle Winter all the way to the cup. Looped it, no good. Peter storms in, gets the rebound, though. To Haley. Right back into Lindsay. Hook shot, yes! Woo! I said Lindsay was Danielle. Nice southpaw move. 37-29, steal, Haley McElDowney, layup, good! Haley McElDowney, a little thievery, sleight of hand maneuver by Haley McElDowney, she took it away. Here's a trap across the timeline, another steal, out in front, layup, Lindsay Winter, good! Six-point game. Here's Purcell at midcourt. And there was a no-contact foul called against the Tigers. The Purcell Marion player just simply slid to the court. The Tigers turn up the heat. And immediately, starting the fourth quarter, shave a deficit of 10 down to 4. 1-1 Purcell. It's in. Emil Ali Shakir, a 5'7 junior, pumped it home. 38-33, Purcell up 5. Second one, in and out, no good. Strong rebound, Daniel Winter. Tigers in backcourt, Cammy McElDowney. Bounce pass to Peters, left flank. Straight away, Cammy. Back to Peters. Peters looks inside for Lindsay Winter, can't find her. Rotates it near side to Cammy for 3, it's on the way. Good! It's good! Here come the Tigers. Versailles Tigers come growling back. It's 38-36. Purcell with the ball, weaving through the middle of the floor. It's Shakir. Foul line, down the lane, around a Tiger player. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Lindsay Winter to Danielle Winter. Off to Peters. 2-point deficit facing Versailles. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Tigers getting points in a jiffy to start the fourth period of play. And now the nerves are being felt by the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. on the arc. Cammy McElnowney into the lane. Lindsay Winter, seven-footer. Got it! We're tied up. 38-38. Timeout Purcell on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Online with us on scoresbroadcast.com. Dickman, one of our fine underwriting sponsors, along with Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Versailles Tigers have completely wiped out a 10-point deficit in 2 minutes, 11 seconds at the outset of the fourth quarter. 38-38. There's a violation in backcourt against Purcell. Not called. A high dribble. Palming. Here's a drive in the lane of Dukes. Dukes feeds Jones. Foul line extended left. It's Hale. 17-footer long. No good. Rebound Tigers. Lindsay Winters got it. Versailles for the lead right here. Right corner, Haley McElnowney. Goes cross court to Kunk. 10-foot bank shot. It's in! It's in! My goodness. The Versailles Tigers have stormed from behind and lead by 2. 5:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Down the floor is Purcell hastily. It's stolen. Cammy McElnowney. A little thievery. Drive. Shoots. No good. Rebound Lindsay Winter to Danielle. Blocked on the play. Loose ball baseline left. Arrow says the Tigers will keep it. 40-38 Versailles. 3 minutes gone. Fourth quarter, it was 35-25, or actually 35-27 at the end of three, 35-25 with seconds to go in the third quarter.
They made two free throws to go up 10, and then Versailles, it's all Versailles since then.
Ball inbounded, baseline left, Lindsay Winter, 10-footer, swish! Lindsay Winter cradles in a 10-footer.
She's got 10 points all here in the second half.
Wow, what a game for Lindsay Winter. She didn't start, but she has performed brilliantly here in the final two quarters. And now Purcell Marion's in trouble. Down by four. Four and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Purcell's got the ball 25 feet away. It's Medeiros. She drives through traffic, arches one up against Lindsay Winter or Danielle Winter.
And they're going to call it on Kunk.
It was Kunk from behind who picks up the shooting foul. Medeiros has got a pair for Purcell, which is down by four now. Four and a half to go in the game. What a rally by the Versailles Tigers. Free throw by Medeiros is a brick off to the right, and it's kicked out of bounds.
It's a two-shot foul.
Oh, yes, a two-shot foul.
I don't think I hit the rim, but it did hit the bottom of the backboard. That might be the worst free throw I've seen all year.
This was a 33-22 game in favor of Purcell with just a couple minutes to go in the third quarter. It was a 10-point game last few seconds of the third. Tigers got it down to 8 at the buzzer ending the third quarter. And now Versailles is up 4 after 2 missed free throws by Purcell. Here's a cross-court pass for the Tigers, intercepted by Hale. Hale for Purcell's got it near the timeline. Needs help, and the Versailles Tigers rip it away from her. The yank on her arm in so doing.
Yeah, that was a good call.
1-1 for Purcell. The clock now is creeping along ever so slowly. We still have 4:11 to go in the fourth quarter. 42-38 in favor of Versailles. Versailles scored 20 points in the first half. They've scored 22 points in less than a quarter and a half here in half number two. Free throw by Hale. Switch. She's got it. 42-39. Versailles' lead is 3. Boy, this game swung sharply the other direction like the pendulum on a clock.
I kept waiting for it to, because Versailles is the better basketball team.
Second free throw, yes, by Hale. Two-point game. 4 minutes left in the contest. Pitch and catch in backcourt. Then the middle of the floor goes to Lindsey Winter as the Tigers patiently snap the full court pressure from Purcell. Team foul situation, 10 on Purcell. Versailles is in the double bonus.
That's the other way around.
I'm sorry, 10 on Versailles. Here's a jumper outside the lane to the left by Lindsey Winter. Too hard, no good. Peters got the board. Tammy shoots a three-pointer. You can tell by the roar. It was good. Tammy McElnown, he knocked down a tray. 45-40. Five-point lead, Tigers. Out of control, Medeiros for Purcell. Runs into a Tiger player. Now two black shirts, and they take it away. Steal Versailles. Down the floor, Peters. 45-40, Versailles. 3:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles is in the 1-1. 17 fouls on Purcell. Chuck is right. I misread the scoreboard. 10 on Versailles. And here is a grab out high by Hale. They may have fouled the wrong young lady. 80% free throw shooter, Tammy McElnowney, to the line. 45-40 in favor of Versailles, which trailed by 11 late in the third quarter. Big shots here. This would stretch it to 7 and make it a 3-possession game if Canny can sink both free throws.
Boy, Lindsey Winter, the 6'2 sophomore, was just a monster here in the second half.
She has. Lindsey Winter has been superb. Free throw, Tammy McElnowney is in there. 46-40 Versailles. Ording on the floor. Ording in now for Lindsey Winter. And she has really dazzled over the final two quarters. She's been the difference. Tammy shoots it again. Right on the mark. Got a pair. How about that? Unbelievable. 18-point turnaround in this game in the last 5 minutes. Who would have thought? Long three-pointer by Purcell. Way short by Dukes. Rebound ricochets out of bounds. And it looks like, Chuck, based on the body language and the lack of hustle at the moment, Purcell Marion is feeling the blues.
I think, yeah. Purcell's had that big run. And you just see it, that rim gets smaller, and everything tightens up.
The Versailles Tigers were in hot water. I remarked late in the third quarter, Versailles was in serious trouble, really showed no life of stringing together offensive baskets until the very, very end of the third quarter and the start of the fourth. And then the Tigers, very scrappy, went to work with steal after steal. Versailles up the floor on the arc. They shoot the three ball. It is pumped up from long range by Haley McElnowney. It's no good. And that's like a turnover because Purcell got it right back. Here's a three try by the Cavaliers. A long one by Dukes. It rattles in and out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Tigers. Foul Purcell. And I think that Haley McElnowney would like to have that three-pointer back seconds ago.
Yeah, yeah. That was not a good attempt.
But fortunately, Purcell misfired at the other end, and head coach Jackie Stonebreaker for the Tigers gets a full timeout with 2:21 to go in the game. Versailles in the lead by 7 after trailing by 11. 4.5 minutes ago on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
In case you just joined us, the Versailles Tigers were behind by as many as 11. Don't think it got to 12. I think it was 33-22 at one point in the third quarter, a couple minutes left. And since that point in time, Versailles has reeled off 25 points to 7 for Purcell Marion.
20-5 here in the fourth quarter.
My goodness. Free throws, Tigers. It is in and out. No good. Tough break for Daniel Winter. It lipped the rim, but Versailles managed to tip it to a black shirt in the far corner, and the Tigers retain the ball. 2 minutes to go in the game. Versailles ahead by 7. After the missed free throw, Versailles managed to get the offensive rebound. Here's a double team on the arc. Now it's out near midcourt where Haley controls. Haley McElhenney on the bounce. Gets a screen from Caitlin. Oh, then it's thrown away at the timeline. It is clearly over and back against Versailles. 1:46 to go. Fourth quarter, 47-40 in favor of Versailles. As Chuck noted, 20-5 here in the fourth quarter. Is that correct, Chuck?
Yes.
And as I mentioned, it was 33-22 very late in the third. 25-7 in that span of time. Here's a long three-pointer by Purcell. Got it. Sade Hale rifled in a 28-footer. My goodness gracious. And that makes it interesting again. 47-43. Purcell got a timeout after the three-point make. Four-point lead Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Versailles Tigers up over Purcell Marion, 47-43. Versailles trailed 33-22 late in the third. We're still down 35-25, remaining seconds of the third. Got the last 2 points to end the third quarter. And then the Tigers really turned up the heat defensively. A series of steals, some clutch baskets. Lindsey Winter was dynamite. Versailles went up to 7. Three-pointer a moment ago by Purcell has cut it back to 4. A minute 24 to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams in the double bonus. Here's Cammie McElhenney, 30 feet from the basket. And Bianca Medeiros tried to reach in, wrestle the ball away. But Cammie was spun to the floor. And she's at the line with the double bonus.
That is not who you want to foul if you're Purcell Marion, that's for sure.
As I remarked in the pregame, Versailles as a team shoots free throws at about 63-64%. Cammie's at 80. And she swishes it to make it 48-43 Versailles. You take Cammie out of the equation, and this is a club that shoots free throws down in the 55 percentile area. But Cammie makes sure she clutches the ball in these situations.
Well, this will make her 7-for-8 for the game.
And she notches another one. The lead is 6. A minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Purcell, which blew an 11-point lead, is now behind by half dozen. On the arc, it's Alicia Keir. She springs her way into the lane. Rims a 7-footer. It did everything but go in. It circled the rim at least twice, maybe a third time. Spun out and Purcell couldn't manage the rebound. Out of bounds to Versailles with 67 seconds to go. Seemed like there was a lid on it for Versailles the first 2.5 to three quarters. There's been a lid on it for Purcell here in the last 7 or 8 minutes. Dribbling hard up the right side. Caitlin McElnowney, double-teamed, knocked away by Purcell. We've got a tie-up at midcourt. Arrow favors Purcell. 59 seconds to go. That's a turnover. Tigers not out of the woods yet.
Well, they've got 12 for the game, and we talked before the game, they average 11.5. They're pretty happy with this.
Yes. Here's Shakir at midcourt. Outside the arc on the right, 52 seconds to go. She's got to hurry. Sprints into the lane. Versailles player falls down. Here's a three ball by Dukes. It's good from the right corner. Dukes drops in a long three, and lo and behold, it's a three-point game again. 49-46. The Purcell Marion Cavaliers, who shoot threes for the year under 25%, have shot a much better here in the tourney. And they made several here tonight.
They made four.
Four big ones. That one by Purcell makes it a three-point game. 42 seconds to go. Cammy in backcourt. Three-point lead, Tigers. She dribbles between two white shirts. Tries to angle up over midcourt. Foul, Ali Shakir. Cammy McElnowney has been superb at the line. She has been all year long. She's a 43% three-point shooter, 80% at the charity stripe. She's there again. It's good. She swished it. 50-46. 38.9 to go in the fourth quarter. McElnowney to shoot one more. Cammy toes the stripe. You can hear the Tiger fans right behind us saying, let's go get this one, Cammy. One, two, three, four dribbles. She eyes the basket. It is in there once more. Cammy right on the mark. Spot on. She rolled two clutch free throws right down through the ropes. 34 seconds to go. The lead is five for Versailles. Here's Shakir into the lane. Double team by Versailles. Tigers knock it away. We got a scrum. It's going to be a jump. The arrow favors Versailles. That's a big play right there.
What an outstanding effort by Ellen Peters. Boy, she dove into that thing and tied that thing up.
Ellen Peters made sure she got her nose right on the grindstone, the hardwood. And where the rubber meets the road, Chuck, here in the last 10 minutes of this game, the Versailles Tigers have really come to play, out-hustling Purcell Marion. Versailles almost waited a bit too late. Ball inbounded backcourt. Caitlin McElnowney streaks up the near side, and she's hooked on the play. She'll get the double bonus with Versailles leading by five, 51-46. You sink two free throws here, and it's a three-possession game.
Well, besides McElnowney, they're 1-for-5 from the free throw line. McElnowney is 9-for-10. So just like you talked about before the game, it's exactly the way it's gone.
Yep. Two free throws, Tigers. It is in and out. Miss by Caitlin McElnowney. Second shot for her, the 5'3 sophomore. She stepped away from the stripe momentarily. Back to it. Two changes coming in for Purcell with 24.5 remaining. And Versailles ahead 51-46 after trailing by at least 11. Maybe for one brief instant, it was a dozen late in the third quarter. I did jot down 33-22. Tigers got it back to 8 at the end of 3 and then really turned on the defensive pressure and swung this game, did Versailles, in the Tigers' favor in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. The second free throw was made by, was that Caitlin or Haley?
The free throw was Caitlin, 1 of 2.
So it's a 6-point game. Purcell needs 2 threes. If they don't get at least 1 3, they need a three-point play the old-fashioned way or 3 2-pointers. And if you're Versailles here, Chuck, the last thing you want to do is foul while Purcell is shooting.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, that was a strange timeout. I know he wants to set something, but you do that while they're shooting free throws because that was their last timeout. So
right.
Now if they come down and score, Versailles doesn't have to throw the ball in.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I would have conserved one more after a make. Yeah. Whew, what a game. Versailles Tigers really displayed their mettle here in this game tonight.
Oh, they've been very impressive. 25 points fourth quarter.
Uh-huh. And at one point in time, the swing was 18 points, down by 11, now up 6. So that's a 17-point swing since the very last few seconds of the third quarter of play. Wow. Tigers stepped it up just in the nick of time. 24.5 to go. Purcell with the ball down to her right. They must take it the length, trailing by 6. Here at midcourt, it is Shakir on the bounce. Fires right corner, Hale. Hale steps back, wants to launch. Still dribbles. All over her, Lindsay Winter. Data Dukes. Straight away, three-pointer Purcell. That's not the young lady the Cavaliers wanted to shoot. It was Jones. She was way short. Purcell's got the rebound with 6.4 to go, and the Tigers will win it. It was not easy. Purcell's avoiding a great upset bid by Purcell Marion here tonight in Springfield. And guess who's at the line again?
Miss Automatic.
Cammy McElDowney, 80% free throw shooter on the year. She's missed just one tonight. What, Chuck, in a dozen attempts?
She had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. She's 9 of 10.
And maybe she'll make it 11 of 12 right here. 6.4 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Cammy. Circles the rim twice and spins out. 52-46 Tigers. Boy, you'll see the score online or in print tomorrow and think, well, maybe Versailles won it, but 6 or 7 led most of the way, maybe as much as 10 or 15, but no. Great comeback by Versailles. Saved the Tigers. Here's Shakir driving down the lane for Purcell, and she hits at the buzzer. McElDowney made the second free throw. Purcell got the last cosmetic basket at the end of the game, and it winds up a 5-point affair. Versailles wins it. Final score 53-48 after trailing 33-22 very late in the third. A swing of 16 points over the last 8 minutes and change. And the Tigers stepped it up with defense. That's what fueled the offense. And the offensive play down around the basket and on the inside was stellar from Lindsay Winter. She had a terrific second half. Cammy McElDowney splendid at the free throw line. She was a difference maker too, as the Tigers, when it got close, kept the ball in her hands, and she dropped in free throw after free throw, missed only 2, 10 of 12 on the night for Cammy. Versailles Tigers to our right out on the floor, gathering around head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. This game tonight really tested the Versailles Tigers, who have not been in a close game in weeks and weeks and weeks. Tonight they were in one. And this is the kind of contest that Versailles may very well have needed heading into regional play and perhaps a state Final Four bid next week, a week from this coming Thursday.
It didn't hurt them any. I mean, if you win a game like this, this was not your typical game that they played the team against. They were scrappy. They weren't real great basketball players. They were very athletic. They were quick, and they started really strong. Versailles, it took them the fourth quarter, but they outscored them 26-13 in the fourth quarter.
13-point difference in the fourth. And as I say, you go all the way back to about 90 seconds left in the third when the separation was 11. Versailles over the last 9 to 10 minutes outscored this club by 16 points.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the scoring on the Purcell Marion side. They only had 5 young ladies score, none of them seniors. Every one of them is coming back.
Look out.
They were led by Ali Shakir with 14, 13 for Dukes, and 11 for Hale. On the other side, Kimmy McElDowney. She had five at the half. She scored 19, 10 for Danielle Winter, all in the second half. And Ellen Peters had 7. And I'll tell you, on top of the fact that she had 7 points, she was outstanding defensively all over the floor. That kid just plays real hard. I like that kid a lot.
Yeah, she had a great nitty-gritty 2 points at the end of the
yes, she sure did.
Third quarter, was it?
Yeah, at the end of the third quarter. Yep. So if we're going to talk Clancy's, let's go. We're going to go with, I can't narrow it down. McEldowney, Kimmy McEldowney, Ellen Peters, and Lindsay Winter. Those are your Clancy's players of the game, all for a different reason.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
Yeah. And Danielle Winter had a heck of a game, too. Yeah.
They win the Clancy's honors tonight. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Purcell Marion Cavaliers being presented district runners-up hardware at the moment. Purcell won 18 games on the floor. I think there was a forfeiture in there, 19 total victories, 7 setbacks, as Chuck noted, an extremely young team. Don't be surprised if Purcell Marion isn't one of the Cincinnati representatives in the district, maybe even the regional here in girls Division III next year.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't get a break having to come up here and play. If they would have stayed south, they probably might have continued to play. But that is a team over here in Versailles that has a legitimate chance of taking home the big trophy out of Columbus this year.
It's a cliche, Chuck. The start to the game by Purcell, very good. In fact, the first three quarters, excellent. But it's how you finish that really counts. That's when the rubber meets the road. And the Versailles Tigers, because of their experience in district championships, in regional tournaments, in state Final Fours, because they are so experience-laden and tested, the Tigers responded like the championship club does.
Well, we talked a little bit at one point saying that they have not been in a close game, but I felt like their experience and their coaching was going to, even if it was a close game, they were not going to fold,
right.
And they didn't fold. They really, really turned it on the last half of the third quarter and the fourth quarter. They were Versailles that we're used to seeing.
And the Tigers will play undefeated Williamsburg at 8 on Wednesday night in a girls Division III semifinal. Williamsburg nipped Anna 48-40 after Anna took the lead in the fourth quarter of that game in a district championship played on Saturday. So it's Versailles against Williamsburg at 8 on Wednesday night. Pre-game webcast time, 7:40 here on scoresbroadcast.com. The earlier regional semifinal that night pits Madeira against Cincinnati Summit Country Day. Madeira against Country Day, two Hamilton County teams meet in that first regional semi. Summit was ranked number 2 to Versailles in the last statewide poll, but Summit Country Day has lost perhaps his best player to a knee injury. Summit scored just 29 points in beating West Liberty Salem Saturday in a district championship game. It's too soon to call. You don't want to jinx anybody. We mentioned it in the pregame. It could very well be the case of the three games this week for the Versailles Tigers, and I'm saying three optimistically. This might very well turn out to be the very toughest of all three, and we thought in the pregame that might be true.
I think so, but I'll tell you, I think that if they played 9 more times, I think Versailles would win all 9 of them.
Oh, yeah. The Tigers would get off to a much better beginning if they played this Purcell team in the next few days again. But Purcell has got a lot to be proud of. This was a girls' basketball program that won just 2 or 3 games a season 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Cavaliers have turned it around in the last few campaigns, and give a lot of credit where it's due. Head coach Jamar Mosley has done a fantastic job, and it's a club of underclassmen. The Cavaliers will be strong in 2018-19. And right now, the district championship trophy has been given to the Versailles Tigers. It's photo op time as the young ladies dressed in black with white numbers and orange trim hold the district championship trophy high down to a right at the foul line in front of the Tigers bench. Big victory for Versailles coming from behind to nip the Purcell Marion Cavaliers by a final score of 53-48. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We salute the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company. And you too, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum and all the staff and associates there. Gratitude your way from scoresbroadcast.com. And the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly, who manages the Jewelry Barn shop in Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road, that you heard all about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Chuck, if we can find maybe Lindsay Winter, let's get her for a minute if we can. We'll take a break, then return, try to catch up with Lindsay Winter of the Versailles Tigers. Our next webcast, by the way, tomorrow at 5:45 p.m. from the University of Dayton Arena. You heard about the Purcell Marion girls tonight. You'll get your dose of the Purcell Marion boys tomorrow night. That's the opponent for the Anna Rockets in a Division III Boys District Championship from UD. Tip-off at 6. We're on the web at 5:45 tomorrow evening. We'll return to close it out, hopefully catch up with Lindsay Winter of the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
And welcome back here to Springfield on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Alongside is Lindsay Winter of the Versailles Tigers. A stellar game by Lindsay, the super sub for the orange and black. Wow, how many points for Lindsay, Chuck, in that second half? 10. Woo, 10 big points for Lindsay in the final two quarters. Lindsay, I've got to ask you, what was going through the minds of the Versailles Tigers players the first three periods, down by 11 very late in that third quarter? You knew you had it in you to come back,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we knew, like, we didn't know what we're doing. We're like, why is this happening? Like, nothing was falling. We're like, guys, wake up. We got to wait. Like, we can do this. Like, don't give up. And the second half, we're like, you know what? We're not losing this game. We're going to go out there and give it our all, and that's what we did.
Well, I saw what you did, Lindsay. You went up to the top of the rim, the basket, and you took the lid right off of it. And then the Tiger shots started to fall in left and right. Give this Purcell Marion team credit.
Very feisty, yes.
Scrappy, tenacious.
Very good.
Every bit as good as I know head coach Jackie Stonebreaker told you that the Cavaliers would be, right?
Yeah, yep.
And the quickness gave you fits for a while, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We, every day at practice, we have guys come in to help us get quicker and, like, be smarter with our passes. Definitely helped.
So what you're saying is, Lindsay, you've got to beat Justin Arns. You've got to beat Justin Arns on the floor.
I wish I could dunk it.
I tell you what, you made some nice shots.
Thank you.
You used the backboard very well. When you didn't have the glass available, you just simply swished it.
Yep.
Without using the window, your shooting percentage was excellent. What is on your mind? What's your thought process on the bench? You know you're going to come in at some point, and when you enter the game behind,
yeah,
do you feel the pressure a little more?
A little, but my team always has my back. We talk to each other. We're like, hey, you got this. Don't, no need to be scared. Just give it your all. If you miss it, you miss it. Just keep on shooting.
Lindsay Winter, our guest, after Versailles' terrific victory tonight over Purcell Marion, 53-48. Tigers advance on to a regional semifinal, 8 o'clock against Williamsburg on Wednesday. Cammy McElDowney, free throw after free throw after free throw. Does she shoot them in her sleep or what?
Every day at practice, we probably shoot about 30 free throws a day.
Wow.
Yep. So that definitely helps a lot.
Yeah. Does anybody ever top Cammy at practice?
She has her days. She can kick her butt sometimes.
Well, she only missed two.
Yeah.
10 of 12 here tonight, and she needed every one of those 10.
Yep.
Needed every one of them. Well, congrats to you and the Lady Tigers, head coach Jackie Stonebreaker and
Thank
her
you.
Staff. Terrific comeback. Your medal was tested. And this is what championship teams do.
Yep.
They rally.
Yeah.
Down by 11 with just a moment remaining in the third quarter. They outscored Purcell the rest of the game by 16. It's a cliche, but it's how you finish.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's what got drilled in your head by head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. You got to finish strong. You can still pull this game out.
Yep. Got to give up. Can't give up until the final buzzer.
What do you know about Williamsburg? It's another high-quality opponent.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Definitely are. I'm not for sure. We haven't talked about them much yet, but we will tomorrow at practice.
It's three games for you in 4.5 days, Wednesday night and Saturday afternoon. A quick turnaround. It's like you're in the NCAA tournament. Well, you are in the tournament. Congrats, Lindsay
Thank
Winter.
Thank you
so much. Sparkling performance by Lindsay and her teammates, the Versailles Tigers. Pull it out of the fire against Purcell Marion by a final score of 53-48. You talk about Miss Humility, Miss Humble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Only a sophomore.
No. Hey, crazy. Sophomore, and it looks like she's a redshirt senior.
Yeah, she's the future is real bright for her.
Woo!
Real bright.
Yeah, like her last name, all of these Tigers are winners. Every single one of them. Mm. Splendid show. Great triumph here tonight for Versailles. 53-48. Don't forget, 8 o'clock tip on the web, online, 7:45 on Wednesday before the Versailles-Williamsburg game. And then tomorrow night, 5:30 tip, Anna, or I should say 6 o'clock tip, Purcell Marion, Anna boys at 6, webcast time, 5:45 from the UD Arena. That sums it up from here. Versailles with a tremendous comeback down by 11, very, very late in the third quarter. Went up by 5, in fact, went up by 7 at 1:47:40. And Purcell didn't go away that easily, Chuck,
no.
in the final 90 seconds.
No, they didn't. But the cream of the crop came up, and the best team won, no doubt about it. And I think that was the one that they needed to weather this one. It was a different type of team. It's a team that they've not played that style against all year. I think they're going to see what they're used to seeing now the next couple of games.
Yeah.
And I will be shocked if I'm not sitting at the shot next week watching them play basketball.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've seen a tournament team do tremendously well throughout a 7 or 8 game postseason tournament and benefit greatly from a close call somewhere early on in the tourney.
Right.
That just seems to give the club, which already has a high degree of confidence, even a greater level of confidence heading into the stretch run of the tourney.
Well, you heard her sitting there saying, we're sitting there going, come on, we know we can do this. What's going on? And sometimes all it takes is a spark. And I think that's the reason Ellen Peters, that's the reason I went back to her. That basket she made at the end of the third quarter that cut it to 8 was the spark that really propelled them. 2 free throws by Dukes to start the fourth quarter, push it up to 10,
right,
and then it was over.
Yeah. Peters, a real hard-nosed, nitty-gritty bucket to end that third quarter. You're right, Chuck. It started the shift in momentum.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got the crowd in it. Because Versailles had a heck of a crowd tonight.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun here tonight. I know we had quite a few Cincinnati listeners because throughout the Purcell Walnut Hills community in Cincinnati, those folks were alerted that we had the game live, play-by-play and color audio via scoresbroadcast.com.
They can be very proud of their basketball
team. Oh, yeah, and it's a young club. Everybody back. Purcell will be back, maybe even the regional next year. And tell you what, Purcell's Tigers will be mighty good again in 2018-19 when Jackie Stonebreaker looks at that pre-tournament path, the pre-tournament draw. I guarantee you, Chuck, she'll try her very best to steer away from a district title game that results in a matchup this time next year against the same Purcell Marion team.
Well, you hate to get a test in the district because the regional is where you want to go, but they got one, they weathered it, and now they are well on their way,
Yep. The regionals now are set. There was only one of the 16 spots unfilled in girls division 3 until tonight because the other 15 had been determined in division 3 district championship games on Saturday. At Cuyahoga Falls, Chippewa plays South Range on Wednesday. Newton Falls meets Elyria Catholic. Elyria Catholic in that region is the club that beat Minster, the D4 program, which is still in the girls division 4 tourney, obviously, but Elyria Catholic, a quality division 3 team, is in the Cuyahoga Falls regional, and the Cuyahoga winner would eventually play the Springfield regional winner 1 week from Thursday, 1 week from Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University. First game coming up on, Chuck, I made an oversight. Waynesville beat Madeira, and I'm mistaken. Waynesville beat Madeira on Saturday, and I think 2 or 3 times tonight I said Madeira plays Summit Country Day in the first game on Wednesday. That is incorrect. Waynesville beat Madeira. It was close, but Waynesville won that. Waynesville's a very good club. They play Summit Country Day. Who knows? Waynesville could very well come out of that game victorious and then catch the winner of the Versailles-Williamsburg game in the regional championship at 1:30 on Saturday afternoon. Williamsburg is unbeaten. It's a highly touted club. It knocked off Anna. Versailles is in for another test on Wednesday night, but having gotten past this one, the Tigers should be even more ready on Wednesday.
No doubt.
As you look around the rest of the state, the Division III landscape includes in the Lexington Ada Regional 2 clubs that are outstanding. They collide head-on. Liberty Benton and Ottawa Glandorf meet on Wednesday night. I bet you the winner of that region is one of those two teams in the Marietta Regional. You got Afrocentric, always excellent. Columbus Afrocentric plays Minford. Fairland plays Berlin Highland, which has been Division Four, and this year is Division Three. They're in the Marietta Regional. So some high-powered names remain in girls Division Three. Should be an interesting regional Wednesday and Saturday, and a fine state tournament. We hope the Tigers are there. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer telling you once again the final score here tonight in the district championship girls Division Three at Springfield. The Versailles Tigers stage a big comeback and beat the Purcell Marion Cavaliers 53-48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.